in the area, I guess what's known as the Big Bend area. It was on Byrne Road, south of then the old Marine Drive, southeast Marine Drive. My dad had a farm down on Byrne Road, but I think it was a 10-acre farm. My dad got a veterans land grant right after the war, and he started clearing it, I guess, in 1948, I believe. So I was born a year after that, 49. I was born in 1949, and so I sort of lived on that property until probably we moved to North Burnaby. My dad passed away in 1971, so we didn't move from that property until about 72-ish. Moved to North Burnaby with my mom, got married in the North Burnaby area. We were like just south of Loheed, around Bainbridge and Loheed, around Spurling and Loheed, sort of generally in that area there, right around where at that time Dairyland and whatnot were in that area. That was the 70s, and then got married in 74, and we then moved to where I currently live, which is on the west side near the Burnaby Hospital, around Mosscrop and Smith, in that area now. So those are sort of the areas that I've lived in Burnaby all my life. So
okay, pretty good. Which schools did you attend?
So I attended the elementary school. It was called Riverside. It was a small little elementary school down around, I guess it's around Meadow Avenue, around Trapp and Meadow Avenue. I think it's called the Kenneth Gordon. It's a special school now. Small little, I think it was a 6 or 7 room school. That was the elementary school, and then went to McPherson from grades. I think my year was the last year that grade 7 was in the junior secondary. So went from grade 1 through 6 at the elementary school. Now they go to 7, but mine was the last year that 7 was the year that the so I went up to McPherson starting grade 7 through 10, and then 11 and 12 I had at Burnaby South, the old Burnaby South. And unfortunately, all those schools are gone. two of them, anyway, don't exist anymore or have been replaced, and one of them doesn't serve that function anymore.
Okay, that's actually good. We have some McPherson stuff for the show.
Oh, okay.
Ask you some
sure.
questions
yeah.
about them. What kinds of activities did you and or your friends participate in school, after school, on the weekends?
As I was growing up, as I said, my dad had a family. We had a family farm. It was a market garden that he primarily delivered to. There was a wholesaler in Burnaby called Kelly Douglas at the time. That was one of our major outlets. He also had the Woodward's when fresh produce was in season. He had the New West Woodward's and the Guilford Woodward's. Those were, and then Safeway, it was McDonald's Consolidated, was the wholesaler for all the Safeways. So those are the four outlets for the produce that was grown on the farm. So anyway, pretty much anytime after school, weekends, anytime we weren't doing, my parents believed in homework first. But as soon as you got your homework done, you're out helping out on the farm. So we never had any, not a lot of free time. You know, we were kids, though. I mean, so I think obviously it didn't get you to do a whole lot of things, but a lot of boring things like weeding and, you know, some of the more repetitive type tasks. But I had a younger brother. There were two, my brother and I, and my mom and dad. That was our family. And we still, you know, my brother and I still made up our own games, and, you know, while we were young, I can remember run around through the rows of the produce and getting lost, and or playing hide and seek in all the rows of either the corn or whatever that we were growing down there. So as I got into McPherson, I took up clarinet in the school band, and that became one of my major, because there was lots of early morning practices, after school practices, and even some, and then concerts, evening concerts. So the band became a big part of my I guess, extracurricular activity. So a lot of my friends were part of the band, hung out with all the guys, you know, from the school band. While we were at McPherson, I think just started, but through South, there was a pep band that used to go and play for, you know, the football team and basketball and whatnot. So I was a member of the pep, you know, school pep band, and so sort of music and school band was a big part of my life. Actually, culminated in my graduating year at grade 12 was 1967. There was Expo in Montreal. And so our band, our school band, the South Band, entered what they wanted, I guess, let's see, BC joined Confederation in 71 on July the 20th, I believe. July sometime, anyway, but certainly not July 1. But anyway, so they wanted a school band from BC to play at the Plaza of Nations, so they held a provincial band championship, and I think we played three competitions. We went into the eliminations. We won that for this area, and then we went into the finals, and we were successful in that. And I think it got down to about three or four bands. We played at the Queenie Playhouse. It was a national adjudication team that's what they did they went across the country and selected a school band to play and the Plaza of Nations, and so it was the team, adjudication team came. It was at the Queenie Playhouse, and I think we were down to there was a sort of round robin competition, and then it was between us and Oak Bay from Victoria, and we could have heard a pin drop waiting for the adjudicators to announce and we won. It was pandemonium when they announced that Burnaby South had. So it was really neat. It was like it was an all expense paid trip, paid by Woodward's at the time. We went by train back, so it was I guess 4 days there and back, and then we spent another week, maybe 4 days, 4 to 5 days in Montreal, during which we played at the Plaza of Nations, and then actually I have a photograph of us at the set up at the Plaza of Nations, if that's of use. And then we got to actually tour all the pavilions. Because we were a large group, they assigned a tour director for us, and they took us in through the side routes of all the pavilions. So it's really neat. We got actually in short order, we were able to see the whole whole of the expo, and it was very enjoyable. It was interesting. We got to Montreal, and we were billeted on St. Catharines, and in a really old hostel, and it was a big staircase, and I think several floors, and there was a hall monitor sitting at the stair at that landing, and then boys were on the right and girls were on the left, kind of thing. And you went into this big room, and there was just cots all set up in rows and whatnot. So it was interesting. If I remember the very first day we got there, we were just setting up and just sitting on our cots, and we heard, you know, popping sound, and it almost sounded like, I mean, we were from, you know, Burnaby, and I don't think I'd ever heard. My dad used to. He was a hunter, but you know, I'd never been with him, so I'd never heard gunfire before. But so we heard this popping sound. We run out to the window, and this is right down the main drag in Montreal. There's a police car chasing these, I don't know what they were, bandits or whatever, burglars or whatever they were, and they were hanging out this is 1967, hanging out the the window firing at these guys, and the guys are in the other car were firing back at them. And thought, wow, this must be like what life is like in the big cities.
You mentioned earlier on that you were responsible for helping out on the farm.
Yep.
What other responsibilities did you have when you were growing up?
I guess because it was a family farm and Mom and Dad were both busy with all that activities, we learned to be a little, more self-sufficient. So, washing our own clothes, preparing, or some of the meals, helping out with meals and things like that. So, although Mom, while we were young, she did everything. But as we got older, we took on more. As I got into my teens, I started doing a little more of the books for the, for the farm, the farm business itself. My dad, although I think he got to about grade 10, I don't know if he actually finished school before he actually enlisted. This is before, before the war, and then when he came back, he, got right into the farm. So I did a lot of the, just general bookkeeping and things like record keeping for the farm business itself. So those are. And then as we were able to drive, as I was getting into the first vehicle I learned to drive was a tractor. That was kind of neat. So a lot of my responsibilities were, anytime there was heavier machinery, we had a couple of tractors and some of these hand rotavators and a lot of the mechanized stuff I enjoyed, being kids and whatnot. I think you like anything you can do without having to do the more, boring stuff. Weeding was one of the things I hated doing and whatnot. So anything that had a mechanized component to it, I enjoyed doing. So plowing and disking the fields and stuff like that. So and then as we got our driver's license, my brother and I looked after all the deliveries as well. We started on the road at 6 a.m. This is during the summers anyway. So all the deliveries to all the various wholesalers and whatnot were done first thing in the morning. And so we did a lot. Brother and I took care of all the deliveries and whatnot. So those are the, I guess. And then, as I said, my mom and dad believed very strongly that both of us had to do well in school. So it didn't matter how busy they were, we always had to have our homework done first, so that was important for them.